The Weather Bureau has been so busy with their various sightings that we haven't been able to get a temperature reading from them. They haven't.
I don't blame them.
And I don't blame them for not taking time to...
Besides that, I doubt if it'd be representative anyway.
Right.
Temperatures change so much in weather like this that you can't tell. Jurgen Nash is here and ready to go on with his Jurgen Nash Presents program. I wonder if we'll have enough lull in the activity to step aside and let him do it, Charlie.
Well, I think things are sort of calming. And,
right.
We've had no late reports right over this area.
I don't know. Let me see if I can off the top of my head here.
We're waiting for any collect calls we might get from the St. Croix Valley area or from that area of Wisconsin. Where...
Yes, west and north of the Twin Cities.
Yes.
Perhaps even Forest Lake, although we're not at all certain that any of the severe activity went that direction. The number is Federal 99111. But do not call unless you have some specific, definite information on severe activity and or funnel clouds at the moment. About 6 this evening is when the activity started west of the Twin Cities. And the exact chain of events from that time on is almost difficult to describe because it happened simultaneously in many locations. At one point during the evening, Twin City Weather Bureau radar had 5 definite tornado indications on their screen, 3 west of the Twin Cities, 2 north of the Twin Cities. We had an eyewitness from a gentleman who works with aircraft and weather, and all of his compatriots who do the same, who have seen tornadoes many times in the past. And to quote him, he said, "It's amazing." He said 5 or 6 went over and to each side of them from the Flying Cloud Airport on the bluff just north of Shakopee. Said he never saw so many tornado funnels in all his life. We know of many others that we don't know exactly how many there were during the evening because they're sighted over and over again in different locations, of course. Also, that they have a tendency to dip and lower without any warning and sometimes disappear completely and reform again. So your guess is as good as mine as to actually how many funnels have been involved in this sudden, massive, turbulent storm tonight. But we know that it was all around and even through the Twin Cities area. We're also dead certain that 1 and possibly 2 funnel clouds in the sky moved directly across the center of the Twin City section from Southdale on the southwest corner, straight through the Lake of the Isles, Lake Calhoun, Lake Harriet area, on north without touching down, and moving from that point possibly through the Midway area and northwest from there over towards Stillwater and disappearing.
I want to emphasize that some of the reports of the turbulent weather over southwest Minneapolis, there was no sign of a funnel, as previously reported. Apparently a squall line and heavy thunder clouds, but no funnel was reported in southwest Minneapolis. We have a lady on the line who was in Deep Haven at the time that tornado struck. An eyewitness report. You were there when the funnel went through Deep Haven?
Yes,
And did you see quite a bit of damage?
Yes, a great deal of damage. The home that we were in had many windows broken and trees down and that sort of thing, and we found a front door from some other home in the laying out in the middle of the road. And then across Carson's Bay, we could see many homes that were, I would say, at least 4 and possibly many more. We couldn't get to them because there were many lines down. And we saw at least 4 that were severely damaged, and many ambulances and other emergency vehicles around.
What was it like when you heard the tornado coming?
Well, we were sitting in the window watching the hail, and the hail was, much larger than eggs.
Did you hear a loud noise?
Yes, it sounded like, just like a train coming through the house.
Uh-huh.
And we ran downstairs, and the pressure on your ears was just terrible. It was, like being in an airplane when it
loses altitude.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just, it was really scary.
My heavens, if you were close enough to the funnel to feel the pressure in your ears, you were very close indeed.
We must have been almost in the center of it because there's a large area in back of my mother's home that is sort of a swamp area, and much of the grass was laid absolutely flat. And a lot of damage done. Many, many windows broken in the homes right directly around. And then we could see other homes that were completely turned black from it. I don't know why they were turned black. But
What was that was turned black?
The houses.
Well, sometimes the paint is taken right off.
That's right, and sometimes dirt and grime and what have you are driven right into the wood.
Yeah. Oh, well, that would be it.
Where were these houses that you saw that were black?
This would be on going into Cottage Wood, and by the, I think it's the Carson's Bay Boat Works, part of the Minnetonka Boat Works, was completely blown down.
Is Cottage Wood just east of Excelsior?
It's east and north.
Mm-hmm. It's really close to that intersection of 101 and Highway 7, more or less.
It's closer to right near the Deep Haven Schools.
Very good, miss. You've given us quite an accurate accounting there, and I thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Right.
Hang on. Excuse me, Dick. I think I should interrupt with this. I had just had a call from my good friend, State Senator Henry McKnight out of Wayzata, and he says you got to go ahead and tell those boys what a terrific job they're doing on the air. Meaning you and Charlie.
Thank you, Henry. Everybody here.
This is the Good Neighbor to the Northwest with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830 WCCO, 933 Central Standard Time, and now...
Johnny
understand,
Walker is on the line. You want to take Johnny? Chuck Lilligren is our mobile unit?
All right, let's take them both together. Chuck Lilligren, are you there on our mobile unit?
Yes, I am, Dick. Standing by here at 49th and Camden in Minneapolis, in North Minneapolis, where there's been a great deal of wind damage, severe wind damage, and in addition to that, a very bad accident was caused by a man driving into a downed tree. A couple of the folks who live out here on 49th and Camden, your name, sir?
Jerry Burke.
And this is your wife?
No, my fiancé.
Your fiancé. All right, Jerry, would you tell us about the wind that came through?
Well, we were in the house when it came through. And it
Johnny?
Sounded like a train was going through.
Uh-huh. And then you came out?
We came out over by the tree. And we were standing by the tree, and all of a sudden this car came shooting up the street. He must have been doing at least 50, 60. And all of a sudden he hit.
The lights are out in the area mostly, aren't they?
Yeah, they were out for... quite a while, at least a half hour.
And there's no way of lighting these things. We might mention right now that people who are driving, if you have to be driving, be very careful in any areas where the wind has gone through because there are trees all over. We had a hard time getting this place ourselves. Do you think it was a tornado that came through here?
They say that tornado touched down over on 50th and Lindale. That's only 2 blocks from here.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do when the wind was coming?
Well, we were just in the house.
Did you go in the basement?
No, we weren't.
No.
Probably will next time.
Probably.
Thanks a lot for talking to us. We'll turn things back to you now, Charlie, with the report that in North Minneapolis, where we are on the Aldrich area, a number of trees down. As far as we know, the only injury was an injury that was storm-connected but not caused by the wind itself. A car hit a large tree that sprawled across 49th here at Camden. Chuck Lilligren reporting from WCCO Mobile Radio.
Chuck, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
I just want to hedge out towards Coon Rapids, if that's all right with you, and check damage out there.
We're going out the Fridley way, and we're going to go out that way.
All right, thank you very much, Chuck Lilligren. You've got Charlie. You've got Johnny
I've got,
Walker.
Johnny Walker
coming.
On the other line, Dick. And before I put Johnny on, I want to remind people this is from WCCO Radio News. The telephone circuits are becoming overloaded, and the telephone company asks everyone do not use the phone for unnecessary calls. So try to keep that in mind. Johnny Walker reporting from Wayzata.
Well, Charlie, I have a story tonight that I think certainly points up the role of broadcasting. I've just been with a family who heard the broadcast storm warnings earlier this evening, followed their advice, and went to their basement. Mrs. Jack Ronning, R-O-N-N-I-N-G, and her 5 children, who live on Lafayette Bay on County Road 15, right at the west edge of Minnetonka Beach, went to their basement this evening when they heard the reports. They were down there for about 20 minutes, and they heard the reports of the tornadoes coming across the lake. And they sat there, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited. And it wasn't much longer before one came and went over and demolished their house. They live in a big 2-story frame, brown half-timbered English house there right on the curve of the road. Many people drive past it every day. And when I got to the area, there were trees across the yard, and Mrs. Ronning and her 5 children had been pulled from the rubble by their neighbors. As she said, we just kind of made it out the best way we could out of the basement. The children were cut and bleeding. And Mrs. Ronning also had some abrasions and some cuts. And they were cleaned up by the neighbors the best they could. And then, with transportation lacking out there, we put them in the WCCO mobile news unit and headed for Wayzata and the doctor's office. But because of the trees blocking different roads, we had to take several routes, and it took quite a long time. We finally got them into the into Wayzata, and the doctor's office was closed at this time. The doctor was out on another call, so we took him to neighbors, and I'm passing his information on for the benefit of Mr. Ronning, who had arrived in the Twin Cities just at the Twin Cities airport just as the weather got bad, and he was advised to stay at the airport, and so he had called his wife moments before this had happened, but was not aware that it had happened. I feel safe to report now that the Ronning family are in good hands. They're going into Methodist Hospital where their injuries are going to be treated. They're a little bit shaken up like most everybody else who's been through here. Also, I might point out that on County Road 15 west of Wayzata, three cars were involved in an accident when they were blown together. The occupants, not believed seriously injured, were taken into Wayzata for treatment. And reports of blocked roads continue to come in, and many of the normal access roads are blocked, so travel is difficult, and it seems that now that the rain has subsided that the idle curious are beginning to come out and look around, and they certainly aren't helping matters very much.
John, can you see much in the way of lines down? Apparently the Minnetonka area was badly hit for wires.
Right. You try your own luck at finding a phone that works out here. The Ronnings' home, the wires there were down. Their houses were in the darkness, and their neighbors had come over to assist them. And this was also one of the reasons that the rescue squad could not make it out at that time, because there was no immediate way to summon them, a rescue squad. As a matter of fact, I was one of the first people who discovered the plight of the family, and so we carried brought them on into Wayzata because it was easier to use...
Hello?
From the sheriff's office out there.
Just wanted to check again. Apparently, Cottage Grove and the eastern area just east of Excelsior was one of the bad hit areas. Have you been close to that area yet?
I've had a little difficulty getting down, and that's on the south side of the lake, and there's only one road open at the present time, and I'm trying to head that way now.
Okay, John. We'll wait to hear from you later.
Fine, Dick.
Thank you.
John Walker.
Reporting from the Minnetonka area, that time from just west of Minnetonka Beach. The dramatic story of a family that saved their lives but lost their home. Saved their lives by heeding the warning and dashing to the basement and staying there while the funnel ripped down their two-story home.
Might mention that earlier in the evening when this all first started to take place, sirens were blowing, the civil defense sirens.
Right.
And a lot of people wondered why, and they hear this...
They shouldn't have wondered why.
Yeah, the first Wednesday of every month it blows on practice, but if you hear it any other time, that indicates there is an emergency, either weather or some other emergency.
That's exactly
and
it.
I think, heed.
It works, though, to this extent, Charlie, that just because the sirens blow, at least people wonder what's going on and have a tendency to turn on their radio.
This is very true.
Exactly.
A lot of people are calling in wondering whether it's safe to venture out now, although we have reports of possibly another storm system to the south that we're checking out.
Well,
and we can keep people informed as to how things are clearing and to what time that they will be able to venture out safely.
If you mean venturing out if you mean actually driving away somewhere, that's out. For example, this note just in. Police have asked all people to stay away from University Avenue and Highway 100 northeast. Stay away from that vicinity of University Avenue and Highway 100.
And 50th
northeast.
And Lindale is...
50th
and Lindale north. Is in difficulty because of the gas mains and broken lines and so on. It's impossible to be able to drive through that area. We're getting more reports on this around the cities, and we'll have those for you.
Here's the latest now from the WCCO radio, or rather from the Twin City Weather Bureau. Tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings continue in effect for the Twin Cities area and northeastward into Wisconsin. Now, listen to this. The following Wisconsin counties are added into the area, the warning area, and those counties in Wisconsin are Barron, Dunn, Rusk, Chippewa, Polk, St. Croix, Pierce, and northern Eau Claire County. Those counties have been added now to the tornado and severe weather warning zone. Barron, Dunn, Rusk, Chippewa, Polk, St. Croix, Pierce, and northern Eau Claire County. And the Twin Cities area remains in the tornado warning area at this moment. Later advisories will be issued as required. This is the latest, just handed me, from the U.S. Weather Bureau at Twin Cities International Airport. It's 70 degrees right now in the Twin Cities. The humidity is high, as would be expected, at 87%. And, Charlie, I'm running out of gas.
We have a mobile unit from a radio station from Shakopee? Is that the one? Hello? Are they coming through?
Not later we'll have them. Is that it?
Later?
Yeah,
they're apparently they're in the Chanhassen area.
I see.
And,
very good.
We're going to make a report to us.
Okay. We're trying to get a hold of some folks at the vicinity of Highway 100 and University by phone. I'm curious.
Chuck Lilligren, I think, is on the line.
All right.
Chuck, are you there? Chuck Lilligren's in
Charlie?
Our CCO mobile unit.
We're standing by here, Charlie. Do you get us now?
Yes, we hear you very good.
Okay, we're going out Lindale now after having made several detours and might mention that it's near Brooklyn Center and there are several trees down. There's a great deal of damage to trees and to cars. It doesn't look right at first glance that too many homes have been damaged, and that's just lucky because whatever force it was that tore these trees down, it was almost unbelievable. There are trees lying all over the streets. There's a broken gas main in one area, apparently, at least a report of one, and fences ripped up, signs knocked down, a great deal of damage in this area where apparently heavy winds touched down for a great number of blocks, scattered blocks, we might add, not in one straight path, but apparently this wind touched down at various places. We'll turn things back to you, Charlie, and we're checking out further reports of damages.
Okay, very good, Chuck Lilligren in our WCCO mobile unit. And Chuck, stand by. We are going to take another report from a mobile unit from that's in Chanhassen right now.
Chuck, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
All right, just want to tell you and the engineer there to stay off of our frequency for a short period here because we'll be using a different mobile unit on our frequency from the boys at the Stillwater station. No, not Stillwater, from the Chanhassen. Shakopee and Chanhassen.
KSSM, I believe.
KSSM, right. Okay, Chuck, thank you for that report.
Okay, fine.
Now we have a report of hail and rain in the South Twin Cities area. Apparently another squall line. This is the lightning activity that we've been watching coming in from the southwest, and we have no definite indication that there's any funnels involved here, but as I warned you, the Twin Cities is still included in a tornado warning area issued just a few minutes ago by the Twin Cities Weather Bureau, and so they're predicting severe thunderstorms right on through the evening for a while at any rate. From the Twin Cities stretching northeastward into Wisconsin. And they've added a series of Wisconsin counties to the warning zone. Those counties are Barron, Dunn, Rusk, Chippewa, Polk, St. Croix, Pierce, and northern Eau Claire County. That'll be probably, we don't have the exact time on it, but they've just added it, so I assume it's a 2 or 3 hour warning. Generally, that's the way these warning zones are formulated by the storm warning centers. As the turbulence moves, they block it off in squares, just kind of taking the path that they figure the turbulence will take in the next few hours.
We understand that the mobile unit in Chanhassen from KSSM from Shakopee is standing by. Are you there?
Yes, Charlie, we're here. This is Bob Zellmer in the KSMM mobile unit. We can give you nothing specific at the moment. We can give you a general report from here. Chanhassen appears to have been hit pretty hard. We do have considerable damage in the residential areas. Generally speaking, to the north of the Chanhassen Business District. Now, we also have reports that tornado activity struck out here to the west of this general area, in other words, over toward Waconia and Norwood. We haven't been able to get any more definite information other than that there was tornado activity over toward those areas. That's Waconia and Norwood. Now, Mike Boyd was over here in Chanhassen earlier this evening about the time that this thing hit, and I think that he probably could give you some firsthand information. Mike?
Okay, thank you, Bob. Right, we were in Chanhassen here, approximately a block away from the funnel as it went through town, through the Frontier Lumber Company, and it went through the Jerry's mileage station, took the entire south wall out of that gas station, as well as damaged the large overhead doors. The funnel then moved south to a housing development known as Scholler and Near, and reports from there that 90% of the homes in that area are damaged. I spoke to one businessman here in town, Adolf Tesnes, has a brand new home just south of town. His home is completely destroyed by the tornado.
Well, very good.
Thanks, Mike. That was first-hand information from Mike, who was, as he mentioned, here at the scene when the tornado struck in Chanhassen. We've had one, reportedly, that's right, Mike, of one personal injury here, not a fatality, but a lady was taken to the hospital. Is that correct? Right. Okay. Then we have a lady here who was parked in a car, Charlie and Dick, at the time this thing struck, right in the business district of Chanhassen.
Mrs. Nelson. Okay. Let's hear from her.
Mrs. Nelson was in her car near the gas station that Mike referred to as having had the roof torn off. And Mrs. Nelson, perhaps you could tell us in a few words just exactly what did happen. You mentioned something about a roof came flying off the building toward your car.
The roof right across the, from the, was it the lumber yard over there? Yeah, the Frontier Lumber came towards the car. And just then I lay down on the seat there. And
You escaped injury. Your car did receive some bumps and bruises, I understand, from debris that was flying through the air. Is that correct?
Yes, a couple on the fender.
I see. That was Mrs. Herb Nelson, who was also here at the time that the tornado struck in Chanhassen. We don't have any specific report whatsoever from Excelsior. I think John Walker probably is over in that area that we heard that he was broadcasting from there earlier, so perhaps John will be able to give you more from that location. The power is out in Chanhassen. Things were fairly quiet up until about 10 minutes ago. Now we have thunder and lightning and some more rain out here in the area once again. And that's about it. The NSP crews are out here trying to restore service, as is the gas company. So that's about all we can tell you, Charlie and Dick, from here at this point.
Well, thank
you. Is Bob Zellmer reporting.
Bob Zellmer, a very good report. Bob Zellmer in the KSSM mobile unit reporting into WCCO radio.
He snuck in on our frequency there and quite welcome to do so.
Yes, very welcome.
We have a report now of quarter-inch size hailstones in Edina. This is that new squall line moving across, and heavy rain and steady, but this must be in the southwest corner of Edina.
Some Wisconsin reports coming in now, Dick, as the storm is moving into that area.
Lightning and thunder quite severe at Amory, Wisconsin. Is that right?
Right. Okay. I wanted to advise that there is a there is an emergency shelter at Highways 10 and 65 in Spring Lake Park in the bowling alley there. There is an emergency shelter, and that's Highways 10 and 65 in Spring Lake Park. We're trying to get through, but it's difficult because of phone lines are down and so on.
Minneapolis police have just repeated a warning or a request. They want sightseers to stay away from all the damage areas. Traffic is badly blocked, especially in North Minneapolis and Northeast Minneapolis. So if you don't have business in the tornado and storm damage areas, please stay away. As a matter of fact, the police are authorized to issue tickets, make arrests, and clear these sightseers from the street if necessary. They don't like to get tough like that, but they can if they have to. Same thing as during the flood area. When you get sightseers, it bogs down the activity of trying to straighten things up.
Dick, we have a pretty good report on damage from Noble Avenue and Golden Valley Road, did you say? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Will you tell us what you see out there?
Well, this is about 45 minutes ago now. The storm hit here, and all the south windows on my house are bashed in. And
are you near Highway 100?
Well, about six blocks east of Highway 100.
Very good.
I think somebody's part of somebody's house is in my basement. It came right down my basement stairway and smashed through my basement door. And
were you there when it happened?
Yes, I was within about a foot of getting right into the thing. I was just walking from one room to the other in the basement. And boom, it happened just like that. It came right...
Very quick, yes.
Right into my basement.
Well, thank you for that report.
Okay.
From Golden Valley Road and Noble Avenue.
Here's a bulletin from the WCCO Radio News Bureau. One person has been killed in tonight's storms at Norwood, Minnesota. That's southwest of the Twin Cities. He's been identified as a well-known Holstein breeder, 56-year-old Ray Perbix. Authorities say he was in his barn when the storm hit. His body was found 100 feet away. Mrs. Perbix was injured in the same storm. Very heavy property damage, also as reported in the Norwood area, with at least 15 homes destroyed and 30 to 40 barns damaged. That's at Norwood, Minnesota. Earlier in the evening, we were fortunate enough to reach someone who had that funnel in sight as it left the vicinity of Carver and Cologne and moved towards Norwood from Green Isle. And some people in the extreme Minnetonka area could kind of detail its path, and we hope that that helped people get to safety in the Norwood area.
Getting some traffic reports now, Dick. Apparently on the north side, traffic is really tied up, and we have a lady on the line. Where are you, ma'am?
Oh, I'm on 52nd.